Welcome to the Editor's Note Comics Podcast.
I think that this world, it needs men that are willing to make the hard call.
Central Maine's best comics podcast, by default.
Ain't no thing like me, Stephanie.
Here are your hosts, Zach and Jared.
Matt's coming. No. When do we start?
Welcome back to Socially Distancing Week 6 or 7. I don't even know anymore.
Did you say socially distancing or socially dicting?
Distancing.
Okay, just making sure.
This is coming from the guy who I can say with a guarantee was not socially distancing this week.
Listen, how that all happened was mutual friend Mike, MFM, texted me Friday morning and said, can you help me, or would you be interested in helping me move some brush? Little did I know that this was not a little bit of brush. It was a mountain of brush. And he needed me to drive the camp truck. 7 loads of brush later, he's like, I'm going to get you pizza and beer. And I'm like, I'm not going to say no to that.
Well, it's funny because we have, for some reason, a weekly like game night. And you were like, hang on, I'm running late. And then you were just at the guy's house. But you're not running late. You're just there.
Well, I was trying to leave to get home so people wouldn't see that we were breaking the rules.
Oh, okay. Well, now I've called you out to thousands of people.
Thank you.
That's why you're like, hang on, running late. And then you're just like, nah, I'm just in this guy's kitchen. So not running late.
No.
But what are we doing here aside from shaming you? Shaming you for breaking the rules. You're the reason we can't flatten the curve. You asymptomatic That's... carrier.
Listen, buddy. That's not exactly what happened.
Or is it?
I mean, fair enough.
Infecting the elderly.
I'm not infecting the elderly.
Yeah, they're old. It's fine.
I sense jealousy.
No.
The man has not left his house. He has been isolated and quarantined as well.
What's kind of nice about this is I am getting quite a bit done around the house on the weekends. I have at least plans for the next 2 weekends of just projects. I'm only planning out 2 weeks in advance. We'll see what happens after those 2 weeks.
Yes. I mean, it's a start. I got quite a bit done around the house as well, so.
Did you pick up any of the rooms that are just your junk rooms? Multiple?
Getting there. We've made some progress, yes.
You're a liar and you know it. What do we got going on this week? We got all the pop culture news there is, which is, to be fair, not a ton. This week in comics history, Corona can't affect history. Sports? Oh, I guess there was. I guess you could talk about the NFL draft.
So, oh, yeah, that happened, didn't it?
So there are some sports. Did you watch that?
I watched the first night of it.
I couldn't imagine it was interesting to watch.
It was in. Yeah, we'll talk about it in the sports reports.
A new comic book movie this week. Yeah, it's a comic book movie. And letters or trivia, we haven't decided. But one
depends on how fast we get through the business.
All right, so let's just jump right into it because you have a hard out. And let's dive right in. Oh, by the way, I didn't cut the part last week. We were like, I'm playing poker right now. I just left that.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Left it for everyone to hear.
That may happen again if we run long.
All right, we're going to move right into the nudes.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's time for the news.
Rise of Skywalker is coming out a month or two early on Disney Plus.
On May the 4th.
Yeah, they're actually like, this is a gift.
I mean,
I've only seen it once, and I'll watch it when it comes out, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not overly excited to sit down with it again. I don't know how you feel. I don't know how time has treated it. And maybe another viewing will kind of change my opinion, but I'm just not that excited to sit down with it again.
I kind of am. There's some things I want to go back and rewatch and re-see. It was not forgettable, but it wasn't like super memorable, I guess.
I want to see Han's scene. I want to see Luke's scene, and that does it.
Yeah, I want to see those two. I want to see a little bit more of the Emperor and see if I can pick up on some of the clues we may have missed the first time around.
No, they just weren't there.
That's fair.
I don't know. It's so because I didn't buy it, and I have the rest of the Star Wars stuff like on Blu-ray and blah blah. But this, I guess, I don't have Solo because that's just out there for free.
Disney Plus, baby.
Yeah, and also that Mandalorian behind the scenes show is going to come out that same day as well, which is fine. It's just like a special feature on a DVD or a Blu-ray, so that's fine.
Yeah,
I'll at least check it out if it holds my interest. I'll watch it because I did like the Mandalorian. Speaking of Star Wars,
yes, I thought you were going to like say there was Mandalorian news.
Jon Favreau is already writing season 3 because season 2 is done. Giancarlo Esposito broke his Darksaber a bunch. There we go. There's our Mandalorian news. I didn't write that down. I didn't think it was worth talking about, but you really put me on the spot.
Okay.
Because Giancarlo was a badass. Except for that time in the Jungle Book where he got killed like a bitch.
Well, it happens to us all.
He was a wolf and he got his neck snapped. Oh. Leslie Headland is developing a new Star Wars series for Disney Plus with a female lead. She is known from the series Russian Doll, which is supposed to be very good. I've never seen it, but it's supposed to also get away from the Skywalker stuff, which is probably for the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to move on from that.
And Star Wars TV, I mean, people are, I haven't seen it because I'm still like 12 episodes in as a whole to the Clone Wars. I'm getting to it finally, but people love like Star Wars TV between like that and Rebels and Mandalorian. If yeah, whatever. If the future of Star Wars is TV, that's fine.
Yeah, well, that's what it was supposed to be, right? It's that throwback to the serial show.
It's episodic.
So maybe if we kind of yeah, it works.
Yeah, I'll totally buy episodes. And yeah, if you want to mix it. It has been kind of a dude-centric story, so yeah, mix it up. I don't care. I'll watch it.
Give me fun space fighting. That's what I want.
Just give me something good, and I'm happy to watch it. I guess in Star Wars, there has to be a star and a wars, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That, so give me some fun space fighting. Give me some spaceships. Give me a little pew-pew, and maybe a pew, and then we're good to go.
The bare minimum of Star Wars is it has to be in space, and there has to be a wars.
Again, give me the pew-pew and the pew, and we're good.
Venom 2 has been retitled, and oh my god, it's terrible.
Is the title of Venom 2 more crap?
You didn't see the first one. Don't pretend you did. I should watch it, because it's bad.
Is it going to be the thing that you love in the month of May?
It's bad and generic. No, because I don't love it.
Unconditionally?
Because there was a post-credit scene with Woody Harrelson as Cletus Cassidy, who is Carnage, with one of the worst wigs I've ever seen. He's like, hey, Eddie Brock reporter, you'll never guess what's coming.
Spider-Man?
But, he's like, but there's going to be Carnage. And god damn it, that's the title of the movie. Venom.
I want Spider-Man.
There's going to be Carnage. It is weird that like they're kind of burning villains. Like there are only so many villains that Spider-Man hasn't done. And they seem to be being smart and staying away from the stuff of the past. Like we've seen 18 Green Goblins. They're not doing that. We've seen the rest of them. The only ones really left are like Venom and Morbius and the Scorpion and Kraven. And Venom and Carnage are being eaten up by this terrible series with Tom Hardy. But what a bad name for a movie. Venom. There Venom. Will be Carnage. Also, I wrote this down wrong. I wrote it down Venom. The There Will Be Carnage. So that's my own fault, but not what it's called.
Nobody had to know that.
Whatever. These are handwritten notes. You know that.
Yes, it's...
When we watch the sequel, how will you ever keep up with the very important plot where Venom threatens to have a guy's head blowing like a turd in the wind, as turds do?
They don't blow in the wind. Farts blow in the wind.
He said turd. I don't... It's a bad movie. Harley Quinn, that animated series that's been on the DC app that I never paid for. Next month, that show is coming to Sci-Fi if you want to see the first season. I was kind of put off to it, but I thought it was a little foul-mouthed. I didn't appreciate, I mean, as a relatively foul-mouthed individual, I'm like, there is a limit.
Okay, listen, pot, calling the kettle black here. You have no leg to stand on when it comes to judging something's foul-mouthedness.
If you listen to this show, you have the much more foul-mouthed. I'm way more cognizant of it than you are.
Well, the thing is, you also edit the show, so people don't know the real truth.
That's true. If I ever say something like that's like off the wall, I'm like, and that's gone. With you, I'm like, it's fine. Damage his character.
Tear me down, jerk face butt munch.
But Harley Quinn season one will be debuting on Sci-Fi next month on Sundays. So I'll check it out. It's gotten a pretty good reception, despite me kind of being put off by the clips that were released. So I'll at least see what it's about.
Since when do you stand on moral high ground?
Always and forever.
Okay.
I am the light.
Oh, jeez. You know, the thing I'm looking forward to most when this quarantine is over is to be able to have Emily defend me and protect me from
you. I am he who is known as I am.
Now you're being blasphemous.
Yeah, that was a bit. Does Heaven get podcasts? Who's their wireless provider?
I they don't need wireless.
Okay, great. All right, let's jump into comics news because there's a bit of that. DC is continuing their plans to ship some titles, which I say is a terrible plan. I'm all for them trying out different distributors because, you know, break up the monopoly. But at the same time, if you're shipping, what are you doing? There's a bunch of shops that aren't open. So all you're going to be doing is forcing people who are under contract to purchase books to just have a backlog of shit they gotta buy all at once that will really screw them all over. But thank God Warner Brothers will be fine.
Yes, we have to look out for the WB and their singing and dancing frog.
Yeah, I'm all for doing different distributors, but don't try and like push stuff on retailers where they're forced to buy it in a situation where they really can't and don't have the means or customer base. Because unless you're in Georgia, you really can't. Friggin' Georgia with their terrible plans.
That's not how the song lyrics go. The song Georgia. Georgia is Georgia on my mind.
That was my first concert.
Willie Nelson?
I was thinking of the Ray Charles version.
Oh, Ray Charles. That works. Ray Charles is your first concert?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know you saw Ray Charles.
In Lewiston, I think.
Wow. All places. We're at the Colisée.
I was very young. I don't fully remember.
You obviously remember enough that you saw Ray Charles.
My second one was B.B. King. I don't know what to tell you. My early concerts were all blues.
And tasteful.
Yeah. I remember. I was old enough to remember B.B. King well enough. He came out on stage. He's like, look, it's like I'm old. I've been at this for a long time, and I have earned the right to sit in a chair while I play. I'm like, fair. Fair enough, sir. He was old. What are you going to do?
Enjoy the hell out of it.
It was. It was a good show. Marvel has furloughed half of its editorial staff.
Really?
Which is not, I mean, it sounds like it's Marvel Comics. It must be massive. It's not that big. Like when you get right down to the kind of like, especially editorial teams, they did not clarify specific numbers. They said these individuals will continue to have health insurance, but yeah, they've knocked off half their editorial staff.
That's not so good.
Yay. Also, is it really necessary considering they're owned by Disney? I feel like is Disney's nickel and diming them. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah, we can't keep you on. You're Disney.
Seriously, you've got the money.
Way to be assholes. So there's that. Calling Disney out for being a bunch of pricks. They don't care. They're never going to hear this. And also, I don't work for you anymore.
Wow. There's a concept called don't burn bridges.
I'll burn their mouse by his hairless tail.
Wow.
That mouse doesn't actually have a tail. That already happened.
He did have a tail in the Steamboat Willie cartoon.
He's a different character then. That's Steamboat Willie.
Oh, whatever.
Mickey Mouse's tailed cousin. Last bit of news. It probably means nothing, but we'll say it's a rumor slash a tease. Kevin Smith and Joe Quesada have been doing some stuff, who, of course, worked together on Guardian Devil, the Daredevil book. We covered it, I don't know, a year and a half ago, more or less, sometime.
Yes.
Which is enjoyable enough. 8-issue series coming out in 98. All the eights you can shake an eight at.
That's a lot of eights.
But they have been teasing that maybe there's going to be a sequel series.
Oh, really?
There's also an attempt at Kevin Smith doing another Daredevil series where he did one issue and then didn't do any more. We didn't cover it on the show because it's one issue.
Hmm.
So I'll believe it when I see it. Kevin Smith getting around to finishing comic series is not his strong suit. Look at his Batman series.
I want answers.
Or his Daredevil series. And now he's talking about more Daredevil. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those. I know I say it all the time, but I'll believe it when I see it, because I don't actually believe it.
I want to know what happens.
Well, his girlfriend died, and that's what
Fiance.
We know.
Fiance. Fiance. At the altar.
Fianced.
Yeah, she got fianced out of the story.
And that's it. That's the news. Unless you live in Georgia, you have movie theaters again. Good for you.
Hey, we get haircuts next week.
And drive-in movie theaters, which I like.
Drive-in movie theaters and drive-in church.
Whenever they're like, do you have any alcohol in your car? I'm like, nah.
Question.
The answer is always yeah.
Cocktails to go. Isn't that almost like daring people to drink and drive?
Wait, is cocktails to go one of our things?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, you can get cocktails to go.
Oh, don't do that, I guess. Or do and be safe.
I don't think they come with a straw. I think they come in like a sealed container that you can then consume when you get home.
I bet they have to staple them. Because I know in some states, it's like if you staple stuff, it's like a legally binding staple.
Well, it just shows
it's the... like if you break the bag, then it's like counts as an open container.
Yeah, like if you unstaple it, then the police will know that you've been into it.
Yeah, so that's
unless
my
unless
guess.
You carried a splinter stapler in your vehicle.
I bet they have to staple it, would be my guess.
Yeah. Or put like a little sticker seal on it or something.
Yeah, something along those lines would be my guess. All I have with me is a seltzer. Delicious, delicious seltzer.
Good for you. I have a Body Armor, Peach Mango Body Armor Light to replenish what I took out of my body today.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I'm just going to move on. All right, that's it for the news. Let's move on to This Week in Comics History.
Superhero landing coming up.
This Week in Comics History.
We got some good, to be fair, there's only a couple. It's a small week. There's a bunch of minor characters that were introduced. No one cares. But we do get some biggies.
Okay.
Based on the success of Detective Comics, Batman got a spin-off book, which is now kind of the flagship one, in Batman Number 1 in 1940. But not only was it his first spin-off book, it introduced a couple of big old characters, like the Joker and Catwoman, who were never seen again.
No, they were kind of one-off characters.
Yeah. The Joker did go away for quite a while, but that's a story for a different time. In 1958, George Reeves, who would of course play Superman in the TV series, that famous show that's not very interesting, he did his first role as Superman in Superman and the Mole Men, a one-hour backdoor pilot that was done in 1958 in black and white. That was produced by Kellogg's. You know, Kellogg's, that company that doesn't want you to masturbate.
I knew you were going to say that the moment you said
because
Kellogg's.
Of their boring, like, our cereal is so bland, it will kill your sex drive.
That's not true. Cornflakes are delicious.
No, they're not. It's such it's a bad cereal.
It's not there are worse cereals out there.
Yeah, that's right. You have to add the sugar.
There are worse cereals out there, though, I will say.
Fruity Pebbles. No good.
I'd probably go Cornflakes over Fruity Pebbles, to be honest.
Yeah, I would too. Fruity Pebbles suck.
They don't suck.
No, they suck.
They make your poop green.
Cool. That's a detail. I don't like Fruity Pebbles.
So don't Fruit Loops.
I mean, to be fair, I don't like Fruit Loops either. I
like Fruit Loops.
They're too sugary and too starchy.
Berry. Well, you don't like sugary things, so.
I mean, I haven't had these since I was a kid, and I'm going off my kid reaction.
Berry Kicks. Berry Kicks is good. Kicks are good. I like Kicks.
I'm going to go with two solid no's.
You know what I really liked for a cereal when I was younger? And it's kind of a weird, it's like a Crispix.
Okay.
I also like Chex, Corn Chex, and Honey Nut Chex. Those are dank.
The one that my parents were fooled into when I was a kid is like, I used to love Cracklin' Oat Bran. They're like, oh, it's oats and bran. This must be healthy. And then they didn't check the ingredients for like 7 years. They read it, they're like, oh my, this is just sugar. Like, it's delicious. Like, yeah, because it's
Cracklin'
just sugar.
Oat Bran. Wow.
You never had Cracklin' Oat Bran?
I mean, I have.
Give you some diabetes and some delicious cereal.
Well, so it doesn't Fruity Pebbles. Cocoa Krispies, because you got bonus chocolate milk at the end.
Gross. All right, what else happened aside from Superman? 1971. Look, this is a minor character, but it's a personal favorite of mine. There's no question if you listen to the show. I'm a big Jack Kirby fan. I love most of his creations. I love the art style more than anything else.
You only named your dog after him.
I did. But in 1973, New Gods number 3, he introduced one of the most ridiculous characters he's ever done, and therefore one of my favorites. He introduced Black Racer, who was later renamed Death the Black Racer. What does he do? Well, he flies around on skis in the air, and if he touches you, you die.
Sounds like the sun in Super Mario 3.
Skis. Skis and poles. And he has like a knight's helmet on.
Well, you gotta wear a helmet when you're skiing.
And you're intangible and you touch people and they die. The Black Racer, or later known as Death the Black Racer. A guy who just flies and throughout the sky on skis.
Death the Black Racer.
Are you looking it up?
Yes, I am.
Like, it was a guy who was he gets imbued with these powers. He's in the hospital. They're like, you're gonna be the Black Racer now.
He doesn't even come up as a potential Google search. What the hell's going on here?
Well, man, flying around the skyways on skis.
That is, looks like he's in space, and he's got like some sort of scythe axe type thing for his ski pole in that one picture. Oh, this is a more, look at, he's kind of like, it's like Spawn, only on skis. Maybe it's Spawn on skis.
Not the original. I'm sure there have been other updates of him, but the original was just like a dude on skis.
He's fast enough in this one picture to keep up with the Flash.
Death was on his heels.
I guess so.
In the sky. Death the Black Racer.
Mm, indeed.
One of the silliest creations ever. Because it's a guy on skis who flies in the air and he'll kill you. And then finally in 1992, I guess not finally, because there's two stories here, Infinity War kicked off. Good old Infinity War. It's not as good as Infinity Gauntlet, but it also ties into 1 year ago, Avengers Endgame came out and it made all of the money.
Is that really a year ago?
Yeah.
Wow. What
the hell just happened? There's a million clicks and you went away.
I'm here. I had to like scratch my ear, but I had to move my headset to the side.
Oh.
Sorry.
So you get for having a built-in headset.
Yes.
That's it, though. That's what happened this week in comics history. Those are some big things. Last year, Tony Stark, he's dead. We're past spoilers. You've all seen it. He loves you 3,000. He's going to snap at you and Thor is fat. All right. So from there, we're going to move on to Jared's. Oh, wait, hang on. I'll make the transition right. So from Psycho Pirate to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I had a better one this week. Kept it pirate themed. It's time for Jared's Sports Reports.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. Bear tested. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
It's time for another Jared's Sports Report.
Stay out of parks, Tom Brady.
And other people's houses, too.
How loaded was he? He must have been loaded.
When he walked into that person's house?
Yeah. When I read that, I'm like, oh, so he
was loaded.
Oh, my God. He was 100% drunk.
I mean, it's possible.
He walked into a stranger's mansion. He's like, is this my house? Like, no, it's not. Because you're super drunk and can't follow stay-at-home orders.
I mean, all rich people's houses look the same. I mean, granted, he's living in Derek Jeter's house.
No, not all rich people's houses look the same. It's not the suburbs. That's the point. They have mansions.
Oh, okay. But this person's door is wide open. What, did Tom not knock? Does this person not have like a way to check to see who's at the door?
How weird that be? It's like you just turn around like, oh, who's this intruder in my house? Oh, it's Tom Brady. Just the series of events that has to happen to be like, hang on, brain, like recalibrate. Where are we? What's going on? It's a weird time. But the NFL draft happened this week.
Yes, it did. What do you want to know about it?
I don't know. I didn't look into it at all.
It was the first virtual draft, complete with booze. They did it all on Zoom. Commissioner Goodell changed his outfit like 3 times, so he got roasted. We saw a lot of neat living rooms. Bill Belichick, when it came time for the Patriots to make a pick, put his dog in the chair because they had a camera on him in his Nantucket home. So he put his dog Nike in the chair.
His dog's name is Nike?
Yes.
You fucking chill.
Nike is the Greek word for victory.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Oh, I don't.
He didn't name his dog after the shoe.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying he's a shill.
I don't think that he got money to name his dog Nike from the Nike shoe people.
I'm sure it didn't hurt.
I'm sure they didn't give him money to name his dog Nike, nor did they give him money after the fact.
I guarantee they sent him some swag after the fact.
I think he's a Reebok guy. Whatever the league is. And the league right now is a Nike league, so whatever. So the commissioner who usually gets booed at the draft opened up they had a bunch of fans load into a Zoom room and they booed him. He's like, oh, forgot about the booze. Go ahead. Come on. Boo me. Boo me while I'm in my mansion. I think the rumor is though that he was at his place in Maine. He has a place in Maine. So
was he in Camden?
No, I think he's more like Kennebunk. He's in the real rich area.
Oh, that's an interesting choice.
I mean, the Bush family down there.
Yeah, but they're all dead now. I'll leave that silence. They are dead. What do you want?
I'm not... Emily!
What happened to that house? They're all dead.
They're not all dead.
Isn't Barbara dead?
Doesn't mean that Jeb and GW and the next generation of Bushes can't go there to Walker Point.
I don't think they know how to leave the South.
What's to say they're not there now? With this coronavirus?
Why are you defending them?
I'm just saying. I'm playing devil's advocate.
I mean, it is Maine. The further north you go, the more south it is.
Anyway, the further down you go, the more south it is.
No, the further up you go, the more south it is.
Oh, whatever.
I've used that joke for like 15 years.
Well, anyway.
It's back original. When you start seeing Confederate flags around Aroostook County.
Moving on. Let's see. Joe Burrow was the number one pick in the draft. Most everybody kind of saw that coming. The Patriots, again, they traded out of the first round. They ended up getting Kyle Duggar, a safety from a Division II school, with the 37th pick in the second round. Picked up a couple of tight ends. No receivers in a very receiver-heavy draft. A couple of linebackers, edge rushers. They did pick up a couple of quarterbacks and receivers after the draft. Some undrafted free agents. Mr. Irrelevant. Do you know what Mr. Irrelevant is?
No.
It's the last person taken in the draft.
Oh, no. That's a sad state.
Number 255, the New York Giants took Tay Crowder from Georgia. So he's Mr. Irrelevant.
Hopefully he gets paid.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get paid.
If that has to be your nickname. Poor fella.
But you know what? If he does nothing in the league ever, he's going to at least be the answer to a trivia question.
All right. So league overall, were there any big surprises? Anything that you think is going to affect overall standings?
One of the interesting things I had heard, I think most of that major stuff had kind of happened. Tua went to Miami. We'll see what happens there. Jalen Hurts ended up Where did he end up? Jalen Hurts. He got drafted. Oh, this is kind of a big thing. So the Green Bay Packers took Jordan Love in the first round.
Yeah, they got themselves a quarterback.
So a lot of people were thinking, well, does this mean the beginning of the end for Aaron Rodgers? Yes and no, perhaps. He'll have some time to season under him. But one of the things that was kind of being talked about is why some teams that seemed like they have their quarterback position settled for now would go after a quarterback. And the reasoning is, with coronavirus, teams want to have a second very capable quarterback in case their primary quarterback gets coronavirus.
Packers did way better than anyone was expecting last year. And there was all this talk in preseason, early in the season, that Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers weren't getting along, but that didn't really seem to continue throughout the season, although that talk seems to have popped right back up. Like, they didn't get along, except they seemed to for 80% of the season.
Yes. So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
It's hard to grade the draft now because they have never played in the NFL. So we shall see.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to make that? You know, the 53-man rosters aren't set, and no one even knows if the season's going to start when it was intended to start. Get pushed back.
It's very likely, very highly likely. Although there's talk that the Major League Baseball season might open up July 4th weekend. That's kind of an anticipated target date. NASCAR today said that North Carolina, the governor of North Carolina, has kind of set things up that they could race Memorial Day weekend, the Coke 600, which is a traditional big race without fans on Memorial Day weekend. So that's a possibility there.
Yeah, I mean, if you have those crews, like, you know, with the proper equipment, I could see that happening. That's a solitary enough event. And it's also not an event that I know that it's really cheered. Like, I don't think the fan interaction will probably have a big impact on NASCAR.
No, I mean, it'll have an impact as far as revenue.
But, I mean, they'll still have TV revenue, because I don't feel like the drivers can hear the crowd.
No.
And they're not feeding off of that at all.
No, but, I mean, crowd interaction in NASCAR, like in the pits and the garage area, is pretty big. It's one of the access to the drivers in NASCAR is one of the things that they kind of pride themselves on. So,
but if we're talking about sports, NASCAR and golf are probably your low end of ones of people who aren't feeding off the crowd as much.
True. Very, very true.
So I could totally see NASCAR doing a thing.
Yes. That's all I got for sports reports. That's it.
The Last Dance happened. Still great. Still a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh my God. So much fun.
The highlight is the Pistons being called straight up bitches and Scottie Pippen not being able to dance for anything.
No.
Those are my favorite takeaways.
Michael Jordan might be the best practitioner of the F word ever.
I love that. Actually, that's not true. So there was more. I got so excited the second Isaiah Thomas showed up in this. I'm like, there's going to be so much just like slander thrown by Jordan because Jordan hates him. And of course, there was so much. He's like, I love, do you want to see this thing that Isaiah said? He's like, I don't care what he says. He's still going to be an asshole.
Yes.
So great. He hates him so much.
Yeah, he does not like him at all.
I'd love to, couple of years back they did like a big like Shaq and Kobe sit down for like 45 minutes an hour. It's a great video. You can find it on YouTube to see like Jordan and Isaiah sit down, which will never happen.
No.
Jordan would never do it. But I mean, even Isaiah was throwing out some stuff this week. He's like, I don't think Jordan's the GOAT because he wasn't like being there during like a very competitive era. This is the same guy who was like back in the 80s. He's like, if Larry Bird was black, people would just say he was a mediocre player. Like, he's such a shit talker.
Oh, yeah.
But he's so personable, too. Like, he just comes off as, like, super personable, but he's such a shit talker.
I love everything about it. I want all 10 episodes, and I want it now.
I know. And all the Rodman stuff was, like, super entertaining. Rodman is just insufferable, but all the stuff around him is, like, very entertaining.
Oh, just the fact that he's like, I need time off. I need 48 hours in Vegas. He ain't coming back from Vegas.
I need a vacation. He shows up in pajamas and Jordan's like, and Phil Jackson's like, well, you got to do some physical stuff. And Jordan's like, look, he's here. That's the best we're getting.
Yeah, you ain't getting him.
And then he ruins them in sprints.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Man,
it's a wild documentary. I love, also, one of my favorite things, I feel like it's an unmentioned thing, is Jordan's like, all right, Rodman's in Vegas, and I have to go get him off this bender. But only I can go by myself. I promise I'm not playing any kind of cards.
Plus, when he found him in bed with Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
She's like, I went and hid. Jordan's like, I ain't going to see who was
like
in there.
Behind
like,
a couch.
Yeah.
But also 100% Jordan was gambling the second he got there. And then he took like 10 minutes off to go get Rodman.
I love it.
You know that, right? He, like 100%.
Yes.
Rodman is still a crazy person, though.
Yes, he is.
Nothing like cracking a beer and getting a police escort on your motorcycle.
That was fantastic.
And doing kamikazes. Great. Last Dance. A lot of fun.
In the workout room while working out.
Who shows up to an NBA practice in just his straight up pajamas? No one.
Dennis Rodman.
No one. Yeah, I guess Rodman. It's a short list.
Dennis Rodman.
Insufferable human being. I like how they mentioned Demolition Man just in passing. I'm like, no, go back. Demolition Man was a thing that happened.
That's a good movie.
How dare you? It's terrible.
Wesley Snipes?
I'm aware of the movie. It was
Rob Schneider?
Was it Pepsi or Coke that was the big sponsor in that? It was Pepsi, right?
I think it was Pepsi.
Yeah. All right. That's sports. Watch The Last Dance. We don't need to promote it. It's gotten all of the promotion there is. It's really great, though. I'm enjoying it a lot. So, we might be in quarantine. There might be nothing coming out, except there's still new comic book movies coming out on Netflix. That's right. We're talking Extraction with Chris Hemsworth.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret. I'm always angry.
It's time for an Editor's Note podcast review.
You know what's kind of funny about this?
What?
I was just going to watch this, and I was like, well, I guess if I'm watching it and it's new, we can make a show around it. And then I'm watching the credits, like, based on the graphic novel. I'm like, yes! It's more relevant now.
I heard that the graphic novel got panned.
I've never read it. I also am not going to even attempt to pronounce the name of it. But what's very interesting about the graphic novel is this movie was produced by Joe and Anthony Russo, who, of course, did Captain America, Winter Soldier, Civil War, Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame. They produced it. Joe Russo wrote the script. But they also co-wrote the comic. So I guess
they've written a lot of stuff.
So I guess if you're going to produce a comic book, produce the one that you made. So they definitely knew the material inside and out. Just doing kind of cursory research, I think the biggest change they made was the gender of the child. Quick summary, Chris Hemsworth has to go into India to extract a child from a drug lord so another drug lord doesn't kill him.
Bangladesh,
sorry.
He came from India into Bangladesh. The Indian drug lord's son was abducted by the Bangladeshian, I think that's who's, no, probably not. The drug lord from Bangladesh.
Safer way.
Yes. People first language.
But yeah, so this was done by the Russos. And also, the director is a first-time director who is best known as being a stunt coordinator in all of those Marvel movies that I just listed from the Russos.
I love this movie. I enjoyed it.
I liked it. I wouldn't say I loved it.
Okay.
By the way, for this movie, normally we do non-spoilers and spoilers. I think if we just don't talk about the ending, we're fine because it's
the
not
ending is the most interesting part, though.
Fine. We'll do non-spoilers, and by non-spoilers, I'm still going to spoil like minor stuff because this is not a plot-heavy movie.
No.
We're going to talk about 99% of it, and then I'll put up the spoiler tag. But boy, I can... One of the things that was funniest to
me... How about this? Instead of really talking about the ending, we'll just... I have a way that we can do it all in one segment without spoilers. I'm just going to ask you a simple question at the end, and you're going to answer...
Yes. The answer is yes.
But you don't know if I'm asking if...
I know what you're asking. The answer is yes.
But you don't know if I'm asking A or B for the yes or no.
I'm saying yes on the positive.
Okay. There you go.
There we go. So don't need to worry about a spoiler section.
All right.
This is not a plot-heavy movie. Chris Hemsworth has to go get this kid, and he's playing a drunken recluse with PTSD. I was like, in a Russo Brothers movie, I'm like, where have I seen that before? Oh, that's right. Endgame. A drunken alcoholic recluse. I forgot that aspect.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. Like,
it's just the same thing, except he's not playing Fortnite.
Yeah, and he's not 280 pounds.
Oh, he is.
Okay, he's not fat.
But in muscle.
Yes.
Another thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to go my other Russo Brothers connection. So they also produced the movie 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman. Came out last year. It's fine. It's totally enjoyable to watch once. I'm never going to revisit it. But that movie is like, there are cop killers in this town. We need to shut down all the bridges. And then this movie, Chris Hemsworth gets this kid, kills a bunch of people. They're like, we need to shut down all the bridges. I'm like, You dudes love shutting down all the bridges.
Nobody in and nobody out.
I couldn't tell if that was a reference or they were just had bridges on their mind.
Could have been both.
It was almost like the identical dialogue, like shut down all the bridges. No one gets in or out. I'm like,
well, that's why compared people to that movie, shut down the bridge.
Yeah. Compared to that movie where you just had to shut down all the bridges where nobody gets in or out. My God.
Yeah. You can't let people in or out. That's the point. People are trying to escape.
Yeah.
It's a good plot point. It works. It creates a way for the hero to have to escape.
I mean, overall, I enjoyed the movie.
I enjoyed it. To me, it felt very video game-like.
I like how Chris Hemsworth is just like a foot taller than everyone he fights, and he's just slapping them around, especially when he fights kids, and he's just slapping them.
Well, he's like, he's not going to kill the kids. Can we talk about some of the ways he killed people, though?
Well, his name is Tyler Rake, and he kills people with a rake.
Not just the business end of the rake. He breaks it in half over a guy and then stabs him with it.
Which, to me, I mean, I appreciate a creative kill, but at the same time, that was an indoor rake. Why do you have an indoor rake? And you could say, well, this guy lives in an apartment building. I'm like, okay. It's like, maybe he has a landscaping business on the side, except he definitely doesn't. So they just have an indoor rake for the sake of the kill. It was a weird item to include, because who has an indoor rake?
Okay, let me explain this away for you. I'm going to do a little hand waving. Maybe they have a Zen garden in the house.
They don't.
Maybe they were using it to torture the kid.
They have one TV.
Watching soccer.
A bunch of guns. And a child hostage. No one needs that rake. Who has an indoor rake?
You know who needed that rake? Tyler Rake.
The guy who got stabbed through the eyes. He really needed that rake.
Yeah, it's new meaning to the word getting your eyes raked.
The movie, it is, because like I said, this was a previous stunt coordinator. The movie is definitely focused around action set pieces, especially like they do a big one-er for like a car chase that turns into a hand-to-hand thing.
Yes.
And what's kind of, this is maybe halfway through the movie, and a few minutes into it, I kind of realized I'm like, the kind of sad, like, it was one, an excellent action sequence, but I'm like, oh, this is the peak. It's not going to get better than this. Because there was clearly so much time and effort put into it.
Like, you know, the director? The director was the sniper guy who got killed.
Oh,
early.
Was he? G? Oh, yep. he was Beardo?
He was, yeah. Yeah, he was G.
Ah, I called him Beardo because he had a great beard.
Well, his name was G.
It was Beardo. Then he died. Spoilers for Beardo.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. But there is a massive action sequence, like right in the middle, which starts as a car chase, turns into a hand-to-hand thing, and it goes on for, I don't know what, like 11, 15 minutes? It's long.
It was like 11 minutes.
To do a one-er. And usually, if like with long takes, a lot of directors will try and do that, but they're not built for it, or the actors aren't built for it. Like, the last James Bond is a terrible example of doing a one-er. Like, their cold open is like a long take, except James Bond keeps on walking behind pillars.
Well, the movie 1917 is all one shot. It looks like it's supposed to look that way, at least.
That's the gimmick. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't judge it. But this one, and my wife can attest to this. If we're watching like a long one-er, all I'm doing is we're sitting there. I'm just going, there's a cut. There's a cut. There's a cut. And this is one of the cleanest ones I've ever seen. Like, there's a couple obvious ones. Like, if they push real close into like an actor's back or something and they get just fill the frame, like, yeah, okay, there it is. But this is one of the cleanest, like, attempts at a long one, like tricking you into thinking it's a long one take that I've ever seen. So for as much as the movie is fine to good, that scene is fantastic.
Yes, it is. I enjoyed the action. I enjoyed, you know, again, it's not plot heavy. Hellboy was in it.
Yes, he was. David Harbour, randomly. I did like that. They tried to flesh out their villains to be like, no, they're humans too. It's funny. I think the villains are probably more fleshed out than Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. I think he was just kind of that, you know,
anti-hero.
Guy for hire, murder for hire guy. It worked.
Always has perfect hair, but douchebag tattoos.
Well, I mean, that's what all mercenaries have.
One of my favorite parts of the movie is like in that one big long action sequence, like he's driving around the streets and he's using a GPS and he goes down a wrong street and he has to throw it in reverse. How
boy
often
just won with trip aces. Let's go.
How often do you see it, like a car chase or like, ah, crap, I missed it. Back it up.
You know, I can relate to that. You drive.
That's fantastic. What a fantastic just little beat to add.
I liked everything about it. I thought that, to me, it felt like a video game with some cutscenes in there, like the dialogue were kind of like the cutscenes that advanced, but a lot of like action heavy. He has to navigate the map. with the kid in tow and kill the bad guys. And so it kind of had that, you know, Call of Duty kind of feel to it. But
or Resident Evil 4 when that damn girl is just around you.
Yeah, or, you know, just it felt like a first-person shooter game where he was trying to take the asset out. And you had the dialogue and everything that happened in between were kind of like cutscenes. But I don't know. It was enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, this movie isn't fantastic, but it's totally fun. It's not overly gory, but it's not like a totally clean movie either. Like, if you get turned off by gore, you might not like it.
I would say it was borderline gratuitous. It wasn't like, I've seen more gratuitously violent movies, but there's a lot of violence in this movie.
And also, serious props to Hemsworth. I mean, we all know he's in shape, but there is a difference between being in shape and being able to pull off stunts and pull off choreography, and he is in most of that.
Yeah.
That's definitely him for most of that stuff.
Couple of things that I struggle with, early in the movie when he jumps off the cliff, and that was some, I was like, that's bad CGI of him coming off that cliff.
There were a couple of, like, real wonky CGI moments, or, like, there's a car explosion. I'm like, it's all been so practical, and then a car blows up. I'm like, oh, Jesus, that's jarring.
Yeah, but the CGI cliff jump was like, I hope that's not going to be the rest of the movie.
Well, it's a metaphor for later, because then he sits at the bottom of a river, and then this kid's like, you can either sit at the bottom of a river or you can flow through it. And then he flows through it later. It doesn't sit on it.
Nope.
And it wasn't a great metaphor, for being honest.
Nope.
And that's what we're here to be, honest. Dag nabbit.
I guess so. So if we go to our patent review system, you can't really see it in theaters. You can't really red box it. So
Hang on. So is it Hems worth it or Hems won't it?
It's Hems worth it.
It's Hems worth it. Yeah, it's definitely Hems worth it. I couldn't come up with the opposite of Hemsworth that was negative, so I had to go with Hems won't it.
Yeah, Hems worth it, certainly.
It Hems won't it. It was just a bad system, but whatever. It's what I had. It's Hems worth it, but probably only once.
Yeah, I don't see myself.
No.
I don't see myself running back to it.
But it moved, and it's 2 hours. It moves along at a good pace. You're not feeling the 2 hours.
No. I felt the 90 minutes on my bike today, though. I'll tell you that.
It was only a matter of time.
What?
Until you brought it up.
Oh, sorry. I'm not bringing it up in a bad way.
You're not. I knew you were going to just force it.
It felt like I was forcing it at times up some of those hills, but we survived.
Yeah, we all survived.
I will survive.
So that's
hey,
that.
Hey,
are we doing a question or are we doing a trivia?
Let's do a question.
All right, because you're trying to rush.
Well, I'm already three hands in on the table. Oh, no, I'm second right now on the table.
Jesus. All right. This feels like a cheat. It's the same question asker as last time, but we'll do it anyway.
I feel like we always have the same question asker.
No, we have a variety. Granted, I would appreciate more of a variety.
That's fair. Variety is the spice. Variety is the spice of life.
I guess let's leave a space so I can do a theme for a thing.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What'd I say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always death.
Here's another one of your letters to the editors.
If you'd like to ask us your own questions, and I would appreciate a variety of question askers, we have a couple, but, you know, more. There's enough of you. More of you should be doing this. Get on the show. Ask us dating advice. I don't know.
Don't ask me. Asking the wrong guy.
All right, question. When do you think Marvel will be releasing new comics? Will they be releasing some digitally before things get physical again? No, I don't think they're going to do digital before physical. I think that's a bad optic, especially considering how many people who are involved in the industry are being like, support your local comic shops. But when do you think Marvel will print things again?
I think they will probably print things when the majority of the states are open to small comic book stores, or they're able to find I don't want to see them come up with a way to do mail order, because then, you know, that kind of undercuts severely.
Unless it's a mail order princess.
Your princess is in a different castle.
I mean, I would have said this for Warner Brothers, but they're clearly not going with it. I don't think no one over there cares, or I don't think they should, but clearly they do a bit if they're furloughing their editorial staff. Like, Marvel Comics, in the grand scheme of things, is chump change to Disney. Yeah. Marvel Comics is a testing ground for stories that they can adapt later. That's all it really is now. It's sad, but true. I think they could probably hold off for as long as they want, but apparently they're penny pinching, so I really don't know. Like, I would have had a different opinion about this a day ago before they furloughed a bunch of people, and now I really don't know.
It's so much stuff is up in the air. You don't know, so we'll see.
I mean, like, Disney shouldn't be furloughing people, because you're fucking Disney.
Yeah, you got Disney money.
And I don't think they really would need to worry about when things are going to get released. Just do it like in a normal, like easy to muster time. Except apparently, and maybe this is why they're a like multi-billion dollar corporation, they're penny pinching. So maybe they try and rush it and screw retailers, kind of like what DC is flirting with. I don't know.
Again,
one day ago, if you had asked me, I would have said, you know, they'll get around to it eventually. But now that they're furloughing people and apparently kind of cracking down, then maybe sooner rather than later. And that's probably going to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
What a fun time this is. This is the best time in the world.
No, it's not. It's getting better, though.
Incrementally.
That's all it can do is incrementally.
Yeah. So, you know, stay at home. Don't make it worse. Jackasses.
There you go. So, speaking of your princesses in a different castle, I've been playing Mario and Mario 3 on my laptop, and it reminds me of the old days. And I come like, I want to play Mario 3 with Zach because we never played that game, and I want to beat it with Zach, but neither of us have it.
Because I sold it. I'll buy that again. That was the Super Mario All Stars that we were playing on because we could save the games, and it was an updated version. I sold it at the store, but I'll buy it again. We're also playing. I still have my Super Nintendo. Actually, it's plugged into the bedroom TV right now. My wife and I were playing a game the last couple of nights.
Oh, so you didn't sell the Super Nintendo.
I just sold most of the games. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
this is good news.
Back when we used to live across from each other, Jared would just come over, we'd get loaded and play Super Mario World All-Stars. If you're unaware of that game on the Super Nintendo, it was Mario 1, 2, and 3 plus Super Mario World plus the Lost Levels. They were all updated graphics for the Super Nintendo, but you could also save. And we would just get loaded and play it, and we'd get much worse the longer we went.
Well, that's usually what happens when one drinks.
But also right now we're playing New Super Mario Brothers on the Wii as a co-op, which is a much harder game as a co-op than it is as a single-player game.
You're a terrible teammate.
I'm the one who keeps beating the levels.
Because you keep killing me right before I have a chance to.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I totally buy
Let's
that
Let's go
game.
With that.
That game's a lot of fun. It's a great card.
Yeah, game. I'm all in on that. That'd be
fun.
It was
also easy when you lived across the driveway from me.
This is true. Or it was also easy when we weren't in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, because God, you'll go over and clear some brush, and you'll come over to shower here during a power outage. But ooh.
All right. Soon I will come over and do the podcast in your basement again.
Great. It's about 3 feet away.
That's
just don't sneeze on me.
All right. Well, I'm not the one that's going to Portland every day.
I am, but I'm getting paid cash money.
So am I, working from my couch. It's like all those internet advertisements you ever heard about.
I guarantee you're doing next to nothing.
That's not true at all. Not true at all.
Wink, wink. We'll say that for the public.
You don't know what I'm doing on my, like, you have no idea. Zero idea.
You're working 90 minutes a day. You're right.
I'm on call all day. I spend 2 hours with office hours where I'm readily available, checking and sending emails. I'm reaching out to students.
You're right. That sounds much harder than going to work.
I didn't say that you were having it harder than I was. You know what? I've had enough of this. If you enjoy the show, go to patreon.com/editorsnotecomics. $1 a month can get you this show a day early in which you can listen to Zach berate me for working with young people during this time of need and pandemic. Oh, and I go and help serve meals 2 days a week, asshole, by the way.
It's because you're not working.
You know what? Screw you, Zach. Screw you.
That's why you have all that time to go serve meals.
You're a real delight there, Bowen, a real delight.
You watch this movie in the mid-afternoon.
You got me there. You got me there. You can reach Zach on his social media at Raging Asshole.
And Jared has a Twitter and another podcast, which is probably defunct again.
No, it's not defunct again. We're working on having an episode out by the end of the week.
All right. So what is that if you're actually going to plug it?
It is the Coach's Room podcast. You can find us on all your favorite media. We're hoping, our goal is to actually get a news article written about us this week. So the KJ wants
press release.
No, the KJ wants to do an article about our podcast and how coaches are keeping. So there, suck that, Bowen.
That's right. The sauna podcast, where a couple of men in towels talk about children.
We're not in towels. We're dressed. Well, at least I'm dressed. I can't speak for Brandon as to what he is. He's wearing at his house. So that's it. That's all I got.
All right. That's it for the week. Rate, review, subscribe. We don't plug that enough. We should. It would help us grow our numbers. You
I'm
know,
slap you like Chris Hemsworth slaps children in that movie.
He does. He slaps so many children. Well, I like how he just reacts. He's like, what is happening? And then he beats.
Would you rather he shoot the children?
I mean, maybe a couple of them.
Oh, my God. All right. That's enough of that.
They didn't seem to be likable fellows.
Well, one did shoot him, so.
And one of them got thrown off a roof.
That's true, but not by Chris Hemsworth.
No, by a man who shouldn't have been wearing that tight of a shirt.
Oh, Bollywood, baby.
Of course, I guess. All right, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll be back. It'll be a good one. I don't know what it's going to be yet, because, you know, we don't always have just comic book movies dropping into our laps on Netflix.
Trip Kings, let's go.
I don't know what that is.
Trip Kings?
No.
Three of a kind Kings. Trip.
Oh.
Three.
Then you just say three of a kind.
Whatever.
You're going to get a full house?
No, I didn't get a full house, but I won the hand. So there you go.
Well, next week, full house.
Oh, we're going to watch Full House?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's going to be. It'll be good, though.
All right.
We'll be back. Stay safe. Stay clean. Stay COVID-free.
Stay classy, Space Cats.
And end it, you son of a bitch.